was Roman senator, was sipping a snow frappe, when a trim Etruscan vestal let her glances stray his way. By Jove, he cried enraptured, that tops the Latin style. Her eyes are a subpoena that would drive a sadder wild. The old wolf was no tyro, for he'd served in many fields. And he saw she was no Diana, and her sandals had round heels. So he flashed a roll of talent, and she flashed him back a smile. And she shrugged her three dimensions in a manner to beguile. How'd you like to see the etchings in my villa by the bay? And she answered, tempus fugit, but don't run out of hay.
Said he, if you're a Vestal, it's because you've had no chance. I can see that you're ambitious by the charming way you dance.
He bought her Carthaginian togas, her mink stole came from Thrace, and her etceteras were broadcloth and were trimmed with Trojan lace. Her hair was bound with fillets of ivory and gold, and she sprayed her dainty tonsils with a vintage rare and old.
They had to go to Naples, where some rents were overdue. But she lingered by the Tiber, as she claimed she had the flu. And no great time elapsed before the censor slyly winked. And they whispered, habeas corpus, as the Punic goblets clinked. Gossiped at the bathhouse and told o'er games of cards that a certain dashing shaved tail of Julius Caesar's guards was de facto and loco parentis, had a latchkey to the flat, had sequestered the antebellum stock and the wear from on the mat.
Now the senator in absentia was leasing out his peers when the gossip from the forum was wafted to his ear. Sartor Resartus he murdered as he paged his charioteer, and he applied for an injunction as he pumiced off his spear. He broke the record back to Rome to expose her base deceits, but the shave tail heard the chariot brakes and escaped by a rope of sheets. The broad cried tears for an alibi, but he only mocked her cries. I gave you rings for your fingers, now they're beneath your eyes.
And the aged and courtly senator bethought himself of Gaul. And when garrisoned in Egypt, how he used to pay a call on a dusky Doric damsel with a houseboat on the Nile, whose lingering caresses made his army life worthwhile.
His thoughts went back to Britain and the scars upon his chin, where an angry Celtic husband had expressed his deep chagrin. He patted the tousled curly locks that on his shoulder lay, and thought, she's not hors de combat, she's just part of an officer's pay.
Another broad in broadcloth.